My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Danny, thought we could go around the NFL here with some people. Could be coaches, could be players, could be teams. And I have to show some folks that are on the hot seat in the National Football League going into the 2024 season.
I'll start in New York, Robert Saleh. I like Robert Saleh. I am a fan. I was a fan of his when he was in San Francisco, was a fan of him getting the gig. The wins haven't happened. There have been reasons for that. They've had astoundingly bad quarterback play. He was saddled with that a little bit. They've had talented, strong rosters that hasn't done a whole heck of a lot over his 3 years. 4-13, 7-10, 7-10. Now, if and when Aaron Rodgers is healthy for the entire season and they don't meet expectations, all of a sudden, fingers might start getting pointed.
I'm going to go with the Dolphins in that division. The Dolphins have been the best team in football in the first half of the last 2 years. And then they fall off as the year goes on. Then the playoffs come and they kind of become a shell of themselves. A 9-8 team that lost in the first round in 2022 and an 11-6 team that again lost in the first round in 2023. That 9-8 record, very deceiving again because of how they finished the season. And there's always ways you can explain it away. Last year, they played in a playoff game that was the coldest postseason game on record in history in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium. That's no fun for anybody. But their offenses, if you look at it, from the first half to the second half, cool off, and then the team does as well as the weather does. And it's just become kind of the expectation. Now, everyone's gotten paid. They kept Tua around, huge contract. They kept Mike McDaniel around today on an extension, as they should. He's very, very smart. But I do think it's time for the Dolphins to break through here, or else it just feels to me like they're the Phoenix Suns in the NBA years ago, when they had this regular season team, 60 wins, Steve Nash and Amari Stoudemire and all these guys up and down the floor. But when it came time to play like half-court games against San Antonio, you had no chance. And I'm starting to feel like the Dolphins are trending in that direction stylistically.
The Cincinnati Bengals, cheating here a little bit, putting a big group together. But if I told you the Cincinnati Bengals at the end of the season are 5-12, they're uncertain whether Joe Burrow will ever be the same again, and this roster that was primed to be a Super Bowl contender for the last few seasons, having gotten to one just a couple of years ago, is sort of set adrift. Or they're 12-5, won that division, and are playing in the AFC title game against Pat Mahomes and company. I could absolutely 100% see both scenarios. This injury that Joe Burrow's coming back from, not a lot of precedent for. No one's really sure what it's going to be, what it's going to look like. There are a lot of years and a lot of dollars, rightfully so, for the 26-year-old signal caller headed his way over the next several years. But this could be something that we're not really prepared for here, that Cincinnati, the bottom falls out. We also need to be prepared for them to be a juggernaut and awesome and maybe win the best division in sports. They're the team that I've got the biggest variance on heading into the season, and I don't know which way to lean.
Deshaun Watson, if I'm going to just keep following you division by division.
You won't do it.
The Cleveland Browns quarterback got a 5-year, $230 million contract, which sounds like a lot. And then you find out that every single penny was fully guaranteed, unprecedented. Crazy contract. At the time, it made no sense. I think you and I, if memory serves, were at a Hooters when this story broke in Fairfax around the NCAA tournament a couple years ago.
That sounds right to me.
That's where I remember being when I first saw the details on the Deshaun Watson contract. He's 28 now. He's been in Cleveland for two very bad seasons. He was outplayed 2 years ago by Jacoby Brissett, and he was outplayed last year by 400-year-old street free agent Joe Flacco. His two seasons there, he's basically completed 59% of his passes. I mean, it's really ugly, bad, gross numbers for Watson. And what's amazing is this team around him is really good. They went 5-1 in his six games he started last year, despite having seven touchdowns, four picks, and struggling worse than those numbers would indicate. But it is time, because here's why. Even though it's fully guaranteed, the way they structured the contract, Danny, the cap hit last year for him was $19 million. This year, $28 million. Not that big of a deal. 2 years after this, $73 million cap hits for Deshaun Watson. Now, they'll tack on all the voidable years, and they'll lower those numbers, and they'll get creative, and they're screwed no matter what. But my goodness, if he does not play better this year, we'll know definitively that's the worst contract ever given out in the sport.
Trevor Lawrence, are we sure? The pedigree is unbelievable, but are we sure he's great? He got paid like he's great. He's got one really good season to his credit. There are reasons why the other seasons weren't as good. I'm aware of that. The nonsensical Urban Meyer situation that made no sense at any point in time. You sort of take that away. That's fine. But we're still talking about a guy that was pretty disappointing last year for a team that was also disappointing. Now, I know they finished with an identical 9-8 record, but everybody thought that was the team on the rise. Remember, they had one of the signature wins in recent memory, that comeback win against the Los Angeles Chargers. They took Kansas City, gave them everything they could handle in the postseason, ended up, I think, losing by a field goal. This is a couple years ago. And last year, we're just kind of around. They were middling. They were okay. There are moments of brilliance from Lawrence, but at some point, great players play great, right? At some point, if you've been doing this for a while and we just sort of give you a pass because you're the number one overall pick and everyone you were ready to play in the NFL probably as a freshman dealing at Clemson, you've been expected. You've been anointed for a while. At a certain point, the production has to meet it, right? He's kind of in the cool kids club because he was drafted very high and, again, has had one really, really good season. But surrounding that, it's been one bad one and one pretty mediocre one. At a certain point, are you going to be great? That's my question.
All right, so we're going to the AFC South.
You won't.
I've got two, and I can't choose between them, so I'm going to give you both. I'll be a little quicker with them. Both are GMs, by the way. The first is Chris Ballard of the Colts. I love Chris Ballard. I think he's really good. He's been the GM there since 2017. You're going on to year seven now, and they're further away at this point, it feels like, than they were 4 years ago, certainly early on in his tenure, when they had Frank Reich, who everybody liked, and you know, a situation where it looked like they were a playoff-bound team. 10 wins, lost in the division round in 2018. 2020, remember, they got to the playoffs 11-5. They've routinely been 9 or better in wins. Last year, 9-8 with Shane Steichen in his first season. Ballard at a press conference I saw a couple days ago where he said, basically, if the way I do things gets me fired, or you know, if I end up losing my job over you know how we've built this team, so be it. When you start saying things like that, it's a pretty clear indicator you're being asked tough questions. The walls are caving in a little bit. I happen to think he's very good at what he does, and I like him. So I hope he has success and keeps his gig. But I do think they've got to win this year. I think they've got to be a 9-plus mm-hmm. win team again.
I like them.
10 or more wins. Or else, like if they're 7-10, he could be in trouble. The other GM in that division is Rand Carthon. He is the general manager of the Tennessee Titans. Here's why he's on the hot seat for me or has some tough questions to answer. This is the guy that got into the spat with Mike Vrabel, mm-hmm. where they had to choose between the two. Ownership chose Carthon over Vrabel, a former coach of the year that everybody really, really liked. Vrabel, who has not had but you know two losing seasons each over the last couple of years, but early on, 9-7, 9-7, 11-5, 12-5, got to a conference championship at one point in time. They ran him out of town. By they, I mean, I think mostly his relationship
Carthon, yeah.
with his GM he butted heads with. Carthon decided to go the complete opposite direction, which I don't hate. But he went away from the defensive leader of men. He went with Brian Callahan, the offensive-minded coach, to pair him with Will Levis, who he chose last year as his quarterback. It's a big year for him. Did you make the right choice at quarterback? Did you make the right choice with your head coach? Did firing Vrabel end up looking stupid or looking smart? It's now all on him. And whenever you have a huge stare down with a coach and you win, all of a sudden, it's time to put up or shut up. So I put him in that category as we're looking at the folks in the NFL with the most on the line and the most heat on their seats going into the season.
So this one, I don't agree with, for the record, but I think the reality is, I think this is the case. Nick Sirianni, what if I told you, I'll go old school 30 for 30 style. What if I told you that a coach that has won exactly, not approximately, exactly two-thirds of his games, that is a 6-6-7 rounding up, winning percentage, is somehow on the hot seat. But he is. We all saw how it ended last year. It was the most violent market correction in human history when it comes to sports, potentially. Philadelphia, coming off a Super Bowl appearance where they were very much in contention, could have won the game, ended up finishing 11-6 last season, but they collapsed down the stretch. We all saw it. Assistant coaches were fired. Everything regressed. Everything was bad. Yada, 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 yada. Again, an 11-6 season. Washington, by point of comparison, has not won 11 games in a season since before Ryan Clary was born. And it's like a decade before he was born. All right? Let's all settle down. But the expectations are high. The division is ripe for the taking. Dallas looks to, you know, be fine. I think even pretty good. They'll be neck and neck, and the division never has repeat winners. But Philadelphia is in the best place to do it. Enter Kellen Moore. Jalen Hurts is an MVP candidate. That offense has every weapon under the sun. It's well built. They are here and ready with one of the best GMs in the sport. So, yeah, there's extra pressure and heat on Nick Sirianni.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
If you want a hot seat in the NFC East, I'll go Mike McCarthy, head coach, Dallas Cowboys. Of course, he's on the hot seat. It seems like every single year he's on the hot seat. This is the year, I think, where if they don't get to an NFC championship game, he's probably out of luck. And it's kind of silly, honestly, because he took over, you know, a 6-win program and they've gone 12-5 three straight years. But it's pretty obvious they're not getting closer from a personnel standpoint. Now, maybe you can mix some potions. Dak has a great year with CeeDee Lamb, and you know they move forward with a bad running back room and their defense without Dan Quinn. Now they've got Mike Zimmer in there to run the defense, and somehow they find a way to make a Super Bowl run. That would save his gig, but otherwise, there's going to be too much noise. People just don't like this guy for whatever reason. Every single year they lose in the playoffs, it's his fault. He's a big idiot. He's a big boob. He's a big dummy. How could you possibly keep him? Analysts who are normally calm or screaming on national television. I don't understand why he's such a lightning rod and people think he's such a goof when all the guy does is win 12 games everywhere he goes. It was only Aaron Rodgers. I don't think Aaron Rodgers is in Dallas. Now I'm sure it's only Dak, although he didn't win 12 games before he was there, but I digress. He'll be out if they don't make a Super Bowl run. This one's not a hot seat in the sense of losing your job, but I think this is a something to prove. You were just talking about the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Jalen Hurts, man. Bounce back. Last year was not good.
It was bad.
He went from, you called him an MVP candidate. He certainly was after the 2022 season. He didn't play like it last year. I mean, that was kind of a phony Pro Bowl appearance season for him, but touchdowns down, interceptions up, like everything about their offense less efficient. He was a big reason why. I'm still a big believer. He's only 26 years old, but really needs a bounce back season.
Yeah, it was masked by those 15 rushing TDs. I say again, 15 rushing touchdowns.
How many of those were from a half yard out on the tush push?
14.
I was going to say 12, 11. Yeah.
So like, my point is the numbers were, you know, people don't think of it as a disastrous season because of those, but I think they should consider this. So this is a slightly different angle on the Heat situation. So bear with me. How about Bobby Slowick, offensive coordinator in Houston? Okay. They were the league's darlings last year. They had a winner take all of that AFC South division game at the end of the season against the Colts. They won it. Good for them. What a playoff game. They're now crowned. Everybody's picking them as every talking head, hot take, screaming show. Are these the guys that can take down Kansas City? Like, they're the new number one challenger, right? Cincinnati had their chance. Buffalo had their chance. Now it's Houston. I'm a little Lee Corso not so fast, my friend. Those other teams are still pretty good, but there's now a ton of pressure. They went out and had a banner offseason. They added everything you could possibly add, including Stephon Diggs, to an already really good receiving room. Bobby Slowick, if there's any kind of regression, any kind of sort of stalling out of this offense that's got everything that you could want under the sun, this is a guy that was basically, you know, thought of as one of the hot head coaching candidates in waiting over the last couple of seasons, especially with that performance last year. If it doesn't go right, all of a sudden, I'd say a lot on the line for him this year.
NFC North is where I'll go next. Head coach Matt Eberflus of the Chicago Bears. I don't understand why they kept him. I know he did an incredible job defensively in the second half of last year. He took over play calling after they fired their DC. They became a top 10 defense. He's popular enough in the building from what it seems like with Hard Knocks, with his new image. He's got a cool guy haircut, and everybody seems to like him more than they did when he was about to be fired, quite literally, on the precipice of being fired. Reports were swirling. If they lost in Washington last year on Thursday Night Football, about 4 weeks into the season, he was going to be axed. They put up 41 big, and their season was saved. But he did some weird things. In addition to him having his job still with the number one pick and Caleb Williams looming, I thought it was a no-brainer. You could hire any offensive mind in America you want. College, pro, probably go do it. They decided to keep the defensive-minded coordinator. Whatever. That's weird. Then he hired Shane Waldron. I like Shane Waldron. I'm whelmed by him. I don't love him necessarily. I would say Shane Waldron is under some pressure, too. You got not only Caleb Williams to play with at quarterback, but DJ Moore, Roma Dunze, Keenan Allen at wide receiver. There's just no reason for this offense not to be excellent. There's no reason for this team to not be a playoff caliber team. Matt Eberflus, as odd as it is, after making a number one overall pick last year, I think has expectations of being a 10 or so win team. If it doesn't happen, I could see them trying to find like Ben Johnson or some other offensive coach this offseason to come in there with Caleb Williams.
Lamar Jackson has a rep that I've always argued, and I think we've even argued about it a little bit, that isn't fair. The expectations for him are a little bit strange to me. This is a multi-time MVP who hasn't done it yet. No one else has done it in the AFC either as long as Pat Mahomes has been there. Joe Burrow got close. They got by him one time. Tom Brady did as well when the overtime rules were stupid. But Lamar Jackson, multi-time MVP without that commiserate playoff success, overwhelmingly so, hosting a Lombardi trophy or even getting to a Super Bowl that kind of goes with that. So this is a big year for Baltimore. Again, the division is a buzzsaw. They probably got worse on paper. That program is so good. I don't expect them to take much of a step back. I know you're a little bit lower on them than I am. I just feel like they get out of bed, they're going to win 10 or 11 games because that's what Baltimore does. They'll replace guys that we knew as household names with guys that we don't, who become household names because that's a machine up there. But a lot of pressure on the multi-time MVP to kind of finally break through here this season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands. thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.